Well, good morning and welcome to you all here today for Anne's funeral service and to those who are joining us on the live webcast as well. I hear from Michael, the funeral director, it was a very good send-up from Leven Court to send Anne on her journey here today. And so we meet with her here today and with all of you as we thank God for her life and pray for the repose of her soul. And we now have in our service our opening prayer. Heavenly Father, in your Son, Jesus Christ, you have given us a true faith and a sure hope. Strengthen this faith and hope in us all our days, that we may live as those who believe in the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, and the resurrection to eternal life, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We're now going to have two short readings in our service, read by Elise and by Craig.
Corinthians chapter 13, verses 8 to 13. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. We know when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. Then I shall know fully, even as I have but fully known. So now faith and love abide, these three. But the greatest of these is love.
Well, I don't think I can top that. A reading from John chapter 12, verses 19 to 21. We love because he first loved us. Whoever claims to love God, yet hates a brother or sister, is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister, whom they have seen, cannot love God, whom they have not seen. And he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brothers and sisters.
Thank you both. Well, as I'm sure as you can all well appreciate, Anne was very well prepared for this day in so many different ways. Spiritually, she was ready for the next and most exciting part of life's journey, as she left us firm in the hope that she was going to somewhere where in her Father's kingdom there would be a committee there ready waiting for her. And frankly, if that's not the case for Anne, then the rest of us stand little chance whatsoever, do we really? Anne carried with her in life such a natural spirituality that sprung from a firm faith. From her position of physical weakness over latter years following her stroke, sprung forth enormous strength. And if you ever made the mistake of thinking Anne was a lady in need of help, you suddenly soon learnt otherwise. Because she was a fiercely independent lady, determined to do as much for herself as she could. And you know, she was always there at church on a Sunday, whatever the weather, when other people might have been put off, Anne was there. And actually, it was just a couple of Sundays ago, she was last with us on Zoom, on her iPad. She kept up to date with the modern ways as well, a most incredible lady. She was also a great encourager too. Now over the 11 years, I checked my records to see it was 11 years when Anne came to us at Christchurch. She became so involved with us so quickly, it seems like she's been there all the time, I have to say. And when we go back into church eventually, when this seems to die down a bit, we get back into church again to worship, I'm going to have to put my brain in gear because I'm not used to the fact of, after giving everybody else their communion, walking down the aisle to Anne's pew, because it will always be Anne's pew, and giving her communion. I'll be doing that automatically if I'm not careful, and the rest of us will as well. But back to the point, she was such an encourager. Over the time she's been with us in Great Ayton, I've had many a little note from Anne, written laboriously, she had to, with her other hand, wishing you all the best and thank you for different things. And latterly, it's been through her iPad. And I know I won't be the only person who's been the recipient of such encouragement, because she was a great encourager from many people, from her time back in South Africa to her time in North Yorkshire and with us in Great Ayton. Now, Anne was also a lady so practically organised for today that she had all her wishes for her funeral service all actually sorted out. The only thing she hadn't sorted out was, of course, something none of us could sort out, how coronavirus was going to turn the world upside down in an instant. All of a sudden, things changed straight away. So we cannot have today the four readings that Anne had actually earmarked for her funeral service, nor actually can we either sing the hymns that she chose. So we had one on the way in and we listened to one on the way out, but we're not allowed to sing in services now. Nor can we have a church filled with people from all sorts of different backgrounds who share one thing in common, their love for their fellow human beings. But we know we've got ourselves here today, and we know through the camera up there, there are many people in our community back in Great Ayton and all over, and of course, her son over in Holland, who are actually watching this service and sharing this with us here today for a lady who is quite a remarkable human being. Now, I picked out two of the readings Anne chose because I thought they spoke about Anne's character very well. Although, to be honest, if I'd had the other two readings to go on, I could have actually worked with those just equally as well. In the passage from Corinthians, Anne chose the very verses that brides and grooms tend to omit on their wedding days, all about seeing through a mirror dimly and about growing in faith. Because for Anne, that's something that she experienced throughout her life. She discovered as she gained experience and grew through in life that you see more than just black and whites. You see the greys, the areas and shades of grey. And that was very true for Anne in her Christian faith. She saw those shades of grey, and she would welcome any approach in life that brought other people closer to God. She turned to contemplative prayer when Patrick, her husband, wasn't that well over in South Africa, and in particular to the contemplative outreach part of contemplative prayer, and become very, very involved in that. And when she came to Great Ayton, she brought that interest into our community. And it was quite incredible the way she brought people together from across the spectrum of Christian faith in our village. And I know there'll be people from all the other churches in the village watching this service here today, because Anne brought them all together in a most wonderful way, showing people what we share in common rather than looking to anything that divides us. And that all ties in as well with the reading from the first letter of St. John, when he tells us that we cannot claim to love our brothers whom we cannot see, who we do see, if we... I've got that the wrong way around. We cannot come to love God whom we cannot see if we don't love the brothers whom we do see. And consistently reached out to other people all the time. And the greatest tribute we can give to her memory is to continue to do that from this day onwards, to give that broad welcome to others that she always gave. Now, if faith was one of the great hallmarks of Anne's life, then family must have been the other one. Because she thought the world of her family, and they thought the world of her in return. She'd have been so proud to see Michael and Elise Reed today, as they're both going to do. And the whole family, she gave such a wonderful example how to live a selfless life for others. And through them, she has left the world and society a very rich legacy behind. Now, she and Patrick had moved to Great Ayton to be near to Catherine and Craig and the family, because Patrick's life then was nearing the end, and Anne, they knew, would need a bit of support. Well, support she got in abundance from Catherine and Craig and for all of the family, as indeed she did give so much to them in return as well. Catherine is her mother's daughter very much, And I know her mum would be so proud of her. So I'm going to hand over to Catherine now, who's going to say a few words, deep breath, a few words that she wants to say for mum today.
I feel so many emotions at this time. Mom has been the anchor of my life. Sitting with the family over dinner earlier in the week, I looked at them all with tears rolling down my face and I said, I need another conversation with my mom. And these words are what I want to say to my mom. Dearest mom, you have been amazing. You set such an example of how to live one's life. You've had so much strength. You were a doer. If something needed doing, first you would try and take care of it yourself, and then you would not be too proud to ask for assistance if you needed it. You had perseverance. You never gave up. I've learned from you, we are never defeated as long as we keep on trying. You were certainly a trier. Humility. You had no idea how many lives you enriched. You would see something was needed and you would just quietly take care of it. You had great strength. Your body might have been weak, but your mind was so strong. I admire how you never saw yourself as someone with a disability. You never limited yourself. Sometimes I'd say to you, and how are you going to do that? And you'd just look at me and say, of course I can. And you were right. With the help of your true friends, you could. You enriched so many lives. You gave so much of yourself. And when you received, you did it with such grace. I realize now, it's not always easy to be a mother. But you have always given me freedom to be whom I needed to be. You've encouraged, when I realize now it must have hurt you to have to do so. All you cared about was my happiness. Even in dying, you gave back. You had me call all of those who were dear to you to say your goodbyes. You spoke to Michael, your son, and you told him how much you loved him and his family. You spoke to Craig, and you told him what a support you'd been and what a wonderful husband he was to me. When you spoke to Michael and Elise, your instructions to them was to go forward and to be the very finest people you can be. I thought about that line a lot, the very finest person you can be. That is what we should all be aiming for. And you did that, Mom. Well done. And now we will go on and honor your life by striving to be the very finest people we can be. In your hospital bed, you told me you could hear the crowds above singing and cheering for you to join them. You said that they were reaching down to lift you up to join them. And if you raised your arms, you would go. And now you have. And we rejoice in your faith. And we love you. We love you, Mom. Thank you.
This is a poem chosen by Michael and son, who is with us in spirit. Do not stand by my grave and weep. I'm not there. I do not sleep. I'm a thousand winds that blow. I'm the diamond glints on snow. I'm the sunlight on ripened grain. I'm the gentle autumn rain. When you awaken in the morning's hush, I am the swift, uplifting rush. Of quiet birds in circled flight, I am the soft stars that shine at night. Do not stand at my grave and cry, I am not there, I did not die.
And now we come to our prayers in our service. So let us pray. Merciful Father and Lord of all life, we praise you that men and women are made in your image and reflect your truth and light. And we thank you for the life of your daughter Anne, for the love and mercy she received from you and showed among us, And above all, we rejoice at your gracious promise to all your servants, living and departed, that we shall rise again at the coming of Christ. And we ask that in due time we may share with that clearer vision, when we shall see your face in the same Christ our Lord. Amen. And so we thank you, Father, for Anne and for the different ways in which she's touched our lives and enriched them, for the parts of life's journey we've been privileged to share with her, and for all of those different memories we bring with us here today. Father of all, by whose mercy and grace your saints remain in everlasting light and peace, we remember with thanksgiving those whom we love but see no longer, as we thank you for the life of your daughter Anne, as we pray that in her your perfect will may be fulfilled. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray for all who mourn today. We remember especially Catherine and Michael and their partners Craig and Felicity. For the grandchildren Michael and Elise and Matthew. For all the family. Almighty God, Father of all mercies and giver of all comfort, deal graciously, we pray, with those who mourn, that casting all their care on you, they may know the consolation of your love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now, as our Saviour has taught us, so we pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us now commend our sister Anne to the mercy of God our Maker and Redeemer. Heavenly Father, by your mighty power you gave us life, and in your love you have given us new life in Christ Jesus. We entrust Anne to your merciful keeping, in the faith of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who died and rose again to save us, and is now alive and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, in glory for ever. Amen. We have entrusted our sister Anne to God's merciful keeping, and we now commit her body to be cremated, in sure and certain hope of the resurrection to eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died, was buried, and rose again for us. To him be glory for ever and ever. Amen. O Lord, support us all a day long of this troublous life, until the shades lengthen and the evening comes and the busy world is hushed, the fever of life is over and our work done. Then, Lord, in your mercy grant us safe lodging, a holy rest and peace at the last, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit rest upon you and those whom you love, in this life and in the next, now and always. Amen.